Seven Ancient Wonders, Jack West Jr., Book 1. Written by Matthew Riley and read by Sean Mangan. It towered like a god above the mouth of Mandrake Harbor, the main port of the island state of Rhodes, much like the Statue of Liberty does today in New York. Finished in 282 BC, after 12 years of construction, it was the tallest bronze statue ever built. At a stupendous 110 feet, it loomed above even the biggest ship that passed by. It was crafted in the shape of the Greek sun god Helios, muscled and strong, wearing a crown of olive leaves and a necklace of massive golden pendants, and holding a flaming torch aloft in his right hand. Experts continue to argue whether the great statue stood astride the entrance to the harbor, or at the end of the long breakwater that formed one of its shores. Either way, in its time, the Colossus would have been an awesome sight. Curiously, while the Rhodians built it in celebration of their victory over the Antigonids, who had laid siege to the island of Rhodes for an entire year, the statue's construction was paid for by Egypt, by two Egyptian pharaohs, in fact, Ptolemy I and his son Ptolemy II. But while it took man 12 years to build the Colossus of Rhodes, it took nature 56 years to ruin it. When the great statue was badly damaged in an earthquake in 226 BC, it was again Egypt who offered to repair it, this time the new pharaoh, Ptolemy III. It was as if the Colossus meant more to the Egyptians than it did to the Rhodians. Fearing the gods who had felled it, the people of Rhodes declined Ptolemy III's offer to rebuild the Colossus, and the remainder of the statue was left to lie in ruins for nearly 900 years, until 654 AD, when the invading Arabs broke it up and sold it off in pieces. One mysterious footnote remains. A week after the Rhodians declined Ptolemy III's offer to re-erect the Colossus, the head of the mammoth fallen statue, all 16 feet of it, went missing. The Rhodians always suspected that it was taken away on an Egyptian freighter barge that had left Rhodes earlier that week. The head of the Colossus of Rhodes was never seen again.